CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. George McGovern, born 1922, left us 2012 at the wonderful age of 90. George McGovern, a hero and a veteran of the Second War, the Army Air Force, Air Corps. And then in 1956, standing for an election in South Dakota, he was successful against a four-term Republican representative. He traveled to Congress, was in Congress in the House of Representatives until he stood for the Senate election in South Dakota in 1962, was extremely successful and reelected many times. In 1968, George McGovern was looked upon as the peace candidate for those of us boomers who were in university at the time, challenging the idea that the Vietnam War was critical to the defense of the United States. George McGovern was the candidate of the Democratic Party until and if the mainstream of the Democratic Party said, if this man is our nominee, we'll lose dramatically to Richard Nixon. That would be Dick Daley from Chicago said that. George McGovern, however, continued to be opposed to the Vietnam War. In 1972, he stood for president again. It wasn't until 1980 that George McGovern was defeated in the sweep by Ronald Reagan and the Republicans. After leaving the Congress, he'd been in public service, either as a soldier or a politician, all his adult life. One of the decisions he made was to take on the running of the Stratford Inn on Long Island Sound. And therein lies the tale. I welcome Veronique Durigie of the Mercatus Center, writing about George McGovern and what he realized after leaving Congress, after leaving the Army, about the regulations of not only the federal government, but the state's governments on those looking to be prosperous. Veronique, a very good evening to you. It was a sentimental journey to recover George McGovern. Would you tell a tale that is important for today? What did Mr. McGovern discover post-Senate?
So, good evening, John. One of the things you didn't mention in your wonderful journey through Mr. McGovern's career is that he was also very successful at passing a lot of regulations and mandates and taxes on business and people. And what he discovered when he became the co-owner of that inn is that actually all of these rules that Congress impose out of a concern for achieving some goals, many of them very well-meaning, are actually hindering the ability of business people to do their job properly and making it very, very difficult to run a business, especially during a recession, because they're just a true burden. And the reason why I found this story is because he wrote a letter to the Wall Street Journal in 1992, called, I think, A Politician's Dream and Business Nightmare, or Businessman's Nightmare, or something like this, where he said, you know what? You know, my friend, legislators, and my people in Congress, this is what we don't realize. We don't realize that it's not always possible for a business to shift the cost of those rules onto consumers and stay in business. And it's not this notion that there's a one size fit all. That makes no sense. So it's actually really interesting. I would recommend that everyone goes and read that letter.
We have a way of bringing this up to date within these last hours. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has written to the Wall Street Journal, an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, about the matter of the Inflation Reduction Act and large conversations in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party at the end of 2022, about what needs to be done to restart the economy after the pandemic. However, the op-ed that the senator writes speaks to some of the concerns that Senator McGovern evidenced in that letter to the Wall Street Journal more than 30 years ago. In part, Senator Manchin's letter reads, instead of implementing the law, meaning the Biden administration and the Inflation Reduction Act, instead of implementing the law as intended, Unelected ideologues, bureaucrats, and appointees seem determined to violate and subvert the law to advance a partisan agenda that ignores both energy and fiscal security. Specifically, they are ignoring the law's intent to support and expand fossil energy and are redefining domestic energy to increase clean energy spending to potentially deficit-breaking levels. I'll end there because we can get involved in the deficit reduction that Senator Manchin wishes. But it begins to sound as if it's the same complaint George McGovern made many years ago. Government imposes burdens on governments that make it on enterprises that make it very difficult to be prosperous.
Yes, it does. Except it's slightly different in that McGovern is realizing, while being a business person, that Congress has a misunderstanding of the business world. What Manchin seems to be saying is that until now, he had a profound misunderstanding about what politics is about. I mean, he's describing something that is no surprise to me and to others. We're kind of like, why are you surprised? Yeah, they're going to not follow the letter of the law, and they're going to do their own spin and try to push this bill and try to get out of this bill something that serves them well politically. That said, there's an area where it's really important to actually link the two. And that is that one of the things that the McGovern realization or epiphany, if you want to call it that, is important for is that it's not just that the rules that government imposes on the private sector hinders the private sectors, but in a lot of ways, it goes and gets in the way of what Congress itself wants to do. If you want to try to spend spending, and you have to build things, in this case, green energy, or you remember the permitting thing that Senator mentioned didn't get in exchange for passing the Inflation Reduction Act. If you want to try to build any infrastructure, any facility as part of a big government plan, this spending too is going to be held back because of the over-regulations and the mandates and the requirements and the permitting and all of that stuff that McGovern discovered was holding him back when he was in business. What Manchin is complaining about is basically it's not just when he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, he was very much aware about the fact that you can spend a lot of money, but if you spend it in a bad environment where permitting rules are going to hold you back, it's going to take years to be able to build anything. It's going to be a problem. Unfortunately, he failed to get, you know, basically to get the Democrats to deliver on what they had promised to him for signing that bill. But he's also saying, look, on top of that, they're putting more constraint on a bill that was done for a particular reason, including reducing the deficit. And this is just not good.
George McGovern died in 2012. More than 10 years ago, and his revelation is useful today to Senator Manchin and others who want to acquaint themselves with what the good intentions of government, state and federal, mean for those people in the enterprise of making money. Veronique DeRuzzi of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.